breached since the company paid $185 million in fines to federal and local authorities over that scandal. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Well, welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's hump day, town hall, here in the studios of Free Fire Radio. Well, the studios of Free Fire Radio in the offices of the magnificent structure of KCNR1460.com.
Aren't we blessed?
Good morning, everybody. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And, of course, we are streaming all over the world at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Robert.
And good
Robert
morning,
of Badness. Sir Robert of Badness.
How's that face thing going? Your microphone that wraps around here.
Well, it's a typical sportscaster's headset that given the fact that I'm all over the place.
Right.
Here,
and is it working?
It seems to work all right. And Carl's propensity for asking me a question when I'm looking over here somewhere.
I wait. It makes my day when I can get you with both hands doing something and you're looking in a different direction.
That, Bob.
Then
that's
I can
great.
Reach over and I can snap my fingers going, what about this?
The guy who used to do the weather and the traffic control in the helicopter.
Yeah, back up on Interstate 5.
And then the weather, and then the traffic report on Eureka Way is open. Hilltop's open too. There are no traffic stoppages, however, there are women out there. They're sunbathing in the backyard.
I always wanted the job, and Robert Withrow is with me on this, old radio buddy, that he wanted the job of the guy wearing the jacket in front of the camera in the middle of the freaking hurricane.
You know? Oh, yeah. Well, I
think we send some poor schmuck out there.
I know it.
And he's leaned over.
Oh, my gosh. And you think that just a minute, what about the guy holding the camera?
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Hey, it looks like it's 85 degrees. It's 85 miles per hour here. I'm hanging on. Oh, gosh, there goes the cameraman.
Okay, currently 52 degrees in the downtown studio. Speaking of weather, partly sunny, then chance of showers today with our highs of around 70, lows of 47 tonight. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with our temperatures around 66. Thursday night calls for 44, our lows, and Friday sunny with our high of 75. This is the part that gets really wonderful and warm and fuzzy, literally. So Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Do you think I wonder if the nurseries, anybody who sells plants, their mega day is going to be on Saturday, I'm sure. Saturday night, partly cloudy with lows of around 50. That's going to be a great day. Sunday, slight chance of showers, mostly sunny. So when you plant on Saturday, you know your soil is going to be perhaps slightly moist. Monday calls for a high near 73, mostly sunny. Again, as we go through Tuesday, there are no chance of showers then. So we have a couple things towards the weekend. It looks like there's scattered showers. Bob?
I spent yesterday afternoon shoving the string mower all over the lawn, and I'm paying for it today, but the Amazon jungle.
Right.
Because, I mean, all the undergrowth has just gone. So let's get it cut early because that's big fire hazard.
Absolutely. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Now, we have a full show this morning,
Carl.
Oh, my
gosh. It's we can't even get everything in. But two big things. Is the purse snatcher. Remember we told the story of the purse snatcher and the woman ran in and jumped through the car window?
It's in a Walmart.
And would not let that purse go. Okay.
Shoved the gear shift
in the park. And then grabbed her purse. Well, they arrested the woman who snatched the purse.
Yeah. That was a quick.
Still looking. Well,
that
yeah,
was
you
a
know,
quick resolution.
Well, they, you know, people were... It's funny. You know, people go, I know who that is, you know, and they report who they are, and they caught her. The other big thing is this. Well, there's like three or four big things that are going on. The Shasta supervisors, Board of Supervisors, voted yesterday to send a letter opposing this sanctuary state bill.
Oh, good.
They finally grew some.
Well, it's not the one. They're not saying that they are a non-sanctuary government. What they're saying is they oppose this bill. It's bad. It's going to cause all types of problems up here in Shasta County, as it will through the rest of the state. They are not going to go back and revisit a vote of making this a non-sanctuary county. So they haven't grown that big.
Oh, they
so
waffled.
So these are you know, semis. But at least they made some statement. Okay. Those are the two. But there's other things, too, but I know you've got some stuff.
Well, we have a lot of local, wonderful, you know, the Kiwanis are on this morning. We've got Cascade, and we're going to give away tickets. 7:30 will be waiting because it's the friends and family. We have special tickets for Tarzan, which... The premiere preview is on Thursday night here with the wonderful musical.
Yeah. Veteran Service Officer, yeah. You're here today.
And but right now, the five things you need to know on Wednesday are headlines. Brexit. Britain actually begins its exit.
There it is. They voted yesterday to do Article 50, which means they're leaving the European Union.
Mission Impossible music, the fuse is lit.
There you
Britain
go.
Will have 2 years to negotiate the terms of this long-awaited divorce. Wow, meaning it will leave the EU by April 2019. Of course, the negotiations could be heated. Concern of Britain decides to remain in the EU's single market, the borderless trade area that also allows EU citizens to live and work. Okay, Bob, you'll love this. Samsung gets ready to unveil the Galaxy S8. Sate.
Mm-hmm.
The Sate. It's an event that's happening today in New York.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I just can't wait.
Well, I mean, it's a big deal for a lot of people.
Maybe we should gather in the streets.
For cutting-edge smartphone folks, this is a great leap forward because this thing is rumored. We haven't seen one yet. This thing is rumored to have as much power as your desktop computer from 10 years ago.
It says it adopts a futuristic design that drops the home button to make almost the entire front a display with full coverage Samsung's event. You can, yeah.
Well, anyway. Not only that. So here you go. You've got the power of, you have all the knowledge in the world at your fingertips.
Yes.
And what are you going to do? You're going to take a bad selfie and send it to your daughter. Okay.
Big day for Trump's proposed wall along the U.S.-Mexico border.
Well, you know, on that is they're saying they may not have the funding right now, but, you know, they're going for it. They're going to close down the border, which, thank goodness, anybody with common sense would say, let's go back to controlling our borders. What do you say? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. How much do NCAA basketball coaches get paid? It's down to the Final Four, and you probably know that three of the coaches are remaining teams, Frank Martin, South Carolina, Mark Few, Gonzaga, and Dana Altman, Oregon, are making their first ever trip to the Final Four. But what you probably don't know is how much each of these coaches are paid. The coaches' salary database, here's a look at last year's. We break down each one, so you have to go online to find out what that is. I'm not giving you the numbers on that, but I guess it's a tease.
It's a lot.
Early death rate spike on drug overdoses in suburbs.
Okay. The opiate death epidemic we have is just, you know, doesn't look like there's any way to stop it, frankly. They have stopped prescribing it. So people have changed from the opiates or they're stealing it or they're getting fake prescriptions or they're going to heroin.
It says the largest group were people 25 to 44. that gripped the sword in 2015, due in large part to surge of drug overdoses in suburban areas. Drug deaths were also found to be accelerating among 15 to 24-year-olds.
There's a scary thing. Well, college, high school.
In 2001, I lost someone dear to me to an overdose.
Well, we had somebody sit down next to us and talk about the OxyContin and what a big problem that was for his family. Hey, we're going to take a break here, and we're coming back with some the Mount Shasta 5-star Kiwanis coming in. And this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's short-term health care, in-home health care, or long-term, you're not going to find a better place than Home Helpers. Sharon Clark began this business 10 years ago. She's been business of the year, business person of the year. The people she has working for are outstanding because she's handpicked them and she's trained them. You're not going to find a better place. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers is who I would choose if our parents needed in-home health care.
Absolutely.
It would be Sharon Clark. Give her a call at 226-8350. We'll be right back.
Shastina Ranch is the fastest selling community in Redding in the last 12 years. Located in East Redding, features extreme high energy efficient home designs, a regional park with walking trails, decorative street lights, sidewalk planters, and fabulous open spaces. Constructed by Palomar Builders, Redding's largest home builder, these homes are constructed with green technology, distinctive interior and exterior features, designer kitchens, and superior master suites. Stop by the Shastina Ranch model home today to pick one of the pre-plotted lots. Then contact Cindy Tomlinson, 722-3150 at U.S. Lending to help you with a conventional FHA or residential loan for your new Shastina Ranch home. U.S. Lending is Redding's local direct mortgage lender. Located off Airport Road, the community of Shastina Ranch provides the high standard savvy home buyers are looking for in today's market. Make Shastina Ranch your future with a new highly energy efficient home design. Stop by our new model home, speak with Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker, and get your home on the way within days.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th from 6:30 to 8:30 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimontis on drums, and special guest on trombone, it's Joe Larson. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th at Wind River Resort and Casino. See you there.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 70 degrees with our lows of around 47. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy is his business, and he teaches and his instructors teach all over Northern and Central California. Every one of them is a professional NRA instructor, as is Ted, of course. They offer classes in CCW, a complete class with not only basic pistol handling, the law portion of the legal side, but then you go out and you shoot. There are some classes that will give you a will present you with a CCW license without you even having to shoot. Do you really want to take that class? You really want to take classes that you can get out on the range, in my opinion. This is just my opinion, of course. But go to readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822 and sign up for the classes. An advanced pistol class is April 30th, as is a tactical rifle class. Okay.
We're very excited that something wonderful, the Harlem Ambassadors, are coming to town. It's a hilarious comedy with the high-flying slam dunks. This is put on by the Mount Shasta five-star Kiwanis. And with us this morning
are Matilde and Patricia.
Right.
From Mount Shasta, coming driving down here today.
Yes. Well, thank
wow,
you.
Wow, I mean, this is early, too. Are
driving
you all,
early. Yeah.
Are you going to have you doing other things downtown today?
Yes.
I hope.
Doing the media tour.
Yes.
So, Matilde, you are the president. You're the founder of this event.
Yes.
Get closer in there, Matilde.
Yes, okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Take x-rays of your mouth. So, can you share with us, how did you get the Harlem Ambassadors?
Well, they contacted me, actually, you know, because they get the list from the Kiwanis of people who are in charge. And this is an event that helps us raise funds to help kids. We have a program called the BUG program, which is bring up grades for middle school children. And as soon as they bring up their grades, we honor them and award them with prizes and luncheon, which includes their parents and the teachers.
Okay, so we kind of like rewarding them if they do a good job.
If they raise up their grades.
Right.
And it's amazing to see these kids, how they light up and try so hard, you know, once they see their peers bring up the grades.
And it shows on this particular document that they raise up their grades by 5%. You know, a little is something. Each time is an increment. But it's inspiring, like you say. And the teachers, the students, the family members are invited to the special celebration to recognize the children. So the bring up your grades, BUG. That's so cute.
Yes. The other program we have is Key Club. We have a scholarship for Key Club seniors. And this year we would like to bring them to the Rose Bowl Parade to help volunteer for to dress up the float, the Kiwanis float.
Uh-huh. It's a beautiful float. They really outdo themselves.
And I think it would be so exciting for these kids to go down there and be part of the parade, you know. And,
oh, the parade's exciting.
To watch it.
That's on my bucket list. Is that on your bucket list? We need to
yes,
go down
it is.
And your parents went
they,
down.
They
right?
went down
yeah,
and
we need
got,
to go
had
down
the,
there.
Like a trip where they sat in the grandstand and.
I attended once. It was the only year it rained so hard.
Oh, dear. Well, the Marines are coming to the parade this year, to the rodeo this year, the Color Guard, the Mounted Color Guard. And they always,
They're always in that parade,
down there for the Rose Bowl, and that's fantastic. Well, let's get back on the Harlem Ambassadors. Now, it's really interesting because I remember years ago seeing the Harlem Globetrotters.
Right.
So I'm wondering if they broke off and they did. No.
This is a division of the Globetrotters that helps raise funds for nonprofit organizations.
For the okay.
So these people, what they do is the ambassadors go and they partner up with communities to raise money.
Yes.
And they do this by way as they come in with their players.
Yes.
And you have local, you know, celebrities
right.
or people, you know, that people know in the town that play against them.
Right.
And so, and they do this strictly as a fundraisers for the community.
That's correct.
They've raised $11 million for their partners over the last 10 years.
So you think about that, that's pretty good. And they travel all over the country. So
I remember when I saw the Harlem Globetrotters that it was extremely entertaining and of course it you know in your flyer it talks about you know hilarious comedy, high flying slam dunks, there's a lot of stuff that audience participation.
Correct.
Is John Lopez Sheriff Lopey playing?
We are trying to recruit.
Are you trying to get him on?
We have been talking
well,
to
Sheriff
him.
Lopey, here's a challenge out there,
yes.
man. I mean, here you are. You're probably the tallest guy on the team that would be on the Mount Shasta team. So you need to come out there and play. And, you know, if things get bad, you can always arrest a couple of the ambassadors, you know, to slow them down a little bit.
That's we are true. Starting the game with little children trying to shoot.
To shoot?
Yes.
This is just a great community event. But, you know, and for people down here, if you'd like to go see, watch the Harlem Ambassadors playing and see what a great time it is, the Mount Shasta Five-Star Kiwanis are putting this on April the 15th, tax day. So you might need a nice, you know, might need a little relaxation for
Correct.
That day.
Tickets are on sale at the Mount Shasta Chamber of Commerce. The event's going to be held in Weed.
Right.
Yes.
At the college gym.
Yes.
All right. So I've never been there before, but so anyway, at the college, it's in Weed. Again, it's April 15th. The tickets are $15, $5 for 12 and under. You can also call if you want to write this number down, 515-2693. That's 515-2693. A Harlem style comedy basketball show featuring high flying slam dunks, games with the kids, and hilarious comedy. And, of course, the proceeds go for all the wonderful Kiwanis events, helping children to grow in their programs. And
yeah,
yes.
Bring up grades, bugs.
We also, the Harlem has the brown paper ticket online, so you can go to brownpapertickets.com.
Okay.
And buy your tickets.
Buy your tickets there. It's going to be a great night.
So, like Patricia, you're also live in the Mount Shasta area?
I am, and I'm just a new member of Kiwanis, so I'm very excited to be able to start participating and help kids.
So, love that area.
And
it is gorgeous.
And, Matilda, how long have you been in Mount Shasta?
16 years.
16 years. Italian
yes,
lady.
I'm Italian.
They came over to Mount Shasta.
Well,
you ended up there.
Right. Because of the water. The water is great.
Oh, yeah.
So isn't that great? I always wonder why people end up where they pulls them to
yes.
the area that they live. Mount Shasta is just a really interesting, eclectic group of people. So many walks of life. I mean, we also have that in Reading, but I mean, Mount Shasta
has something we don't have. Lemurians.
Have
y'all run into any Lemurians?
Once in a while, yeah.
They come into the shop
sure.
down there? Okay. Well, we had one on the
we
show.
We always must keep the myth and the legacy alive, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. And to Matilda and Patricia for coming down here from Mount Shasta for the Harlem Ambassadors versus the Mount Shasta Five-Star Kiwanis. It's 7 p.m. on April the 15th. In the Siskiyou, in Siskiyou College. College of the Siskiyou's gym there. Tickets are only $15. You can go to brownpapertickets.com or call up the Chamber of Commerce there for more information. Okay. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Don't call the 800 number. You've heard that. Call the local guys at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH. Hi guys, this is Hannah. When you call BET Satellite, you will get $300 off new service when you mention promo code BTS200. On top of your savings, you will be helping one of our referred local veterans get $100 off their service. Let's repeat that. Call 241-3474. BET Satellite, mention promo code BTS200 and get $300 off your new service. So one more time to recap, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 to get $300 off new service, and a referred local veteran, veteran's family, or widow will get $100 off their service because of you. Call now. Check us out online at BETSatellite.com or on Facebook. You owe it to yourself to check out these huge savings. Now's the time. Call 241-3474 and ask for details. BET Satellite, your local authorized DISH dealer. Friends serving friends locally.
Tarzan, the live musical adventure is coming to the Cascade Theater stage. Don't miss this unforgettable theatrical experience with high-flying excitement and heart-pumping music by rock legend Phil Collins. Tarzan swings into the Cascade Theatre March 31st through April 9th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Box Office 243-8877 or cascadetheatre.org.
The 23rd Annual Banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and here in the jungles of Africa.
1966 television series starring Ron Eli was one of my absolute favorites.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're there, man. And while we're there,
yeah,
they're coming. Wait, wait.
Johnny Weissmuller was
they're
like,
swinging. He's swinging into the studio. Look at this. Oh. It's Tarzan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Ilan Davis. Is that close?
That's close. I'll take it,
Ilan.
Carl.
Elon.
Oh, Eileen.
Eileen.
Yeah. Okay, well, see, you said Elon. Eileen. See, you put it in my head.
I'm really happy you did
that's
that.
That's trouble when you start to like try to like. Ryan, like
no Ryan. Man is an island. No woman is.
Island.
This woman Eileen. Is an island.
Eileen.
Yes.
No, it's
I like
Eileen.
It. That's, yeah. It is. Yes.
Stop it.
Tarzan's much easier to say.
And Ryan, pneumatic. Pneumatic.
Pneumatic, yeah.
Pneumatic.
Close enough, yeah.
Ryan slash Tarzan.
Okay, welcome to live radio.
Well, we just wasted 3 minutes to try and figure out who's here.
Well, we did. We had their names down. And
Craig
then all
and
a sudden,
Susie Bott.
Yeah.
Good morning,
welcome
everybody.
Welcome to the show this morning, everybody. If you're just tuning in, this is KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Again, Jewy. Can we play with the Jewy show? No, jewelry and the only watch repair in town that really can take apart your watches and fix them from scratch.
I can take them apart.
Well, I mean, they can do like the vintage
I can
things.
Take any watch apart.
All right, so Hilltop.
I can't put them back
on
together.
Hilltop Drive. It's Four Winds Jewelry.
2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full service jewelry store in town.
That's right. And we're so excited. We want to love our sponsors, too. But let's get back to the show and talk about our VIP night that we're going to have. Plus, we're going to have tickets, too, for that. But that Tarzan is opening up. I'm hearing on the street the word is OMG.
Mm-hmm.
And in the theater. That's how we feel.
And the theater.
It's pretty amazing. The
people on the street that I'm hearing it from are people who are in the show talking about you are not going to believe what a great show Tarzan is. Now, wasn't this just pretty much a new musical that was released on Broadway within the last 5 years, maybe?
Yeah, it was 2006, I think, but it was only on Broadway for about a year. It was big in Europe, and I mean, the story's been around a long time. So,
for years. I mean, it was silent films. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tarzan's been around a long time, you know. Right.
But think about a musical.
Yeah, 1912.
So 1912, yeah.
Let's hear a little bit from the director side of it. How did you have, like, when you got the script, did you have, like, okay, Tarzan swings in stage left, or how?
Yeah, so building this show, when we, you know, you kind of look to Broadway, you know, you want to know how it started, and they had a lot of harness work. They would have 15, 16, 17 harnesses going at a time. We do not have those capabilities at the Cascade Theater, but what we have done, I think, is equally astounding. You start to have to get creative with your sets. You have to get creative with what you do have and the materials and the resources. And we knew that if we couldn't fly 15 people at a time in the air, we had to get them in the air some other way. Mm-hmm. So we have aerial silks. We have scaffolding. We have ladders. We have all kinds of ways we get the actors mm-hmm. in the stage. And sometimes we put actors on other actors mm-hmm. to get them up in the air. And yeah, it was, I kind of started with the story of Tarzan, and then we built it out from there. The story is the most important part, but it is a very, very dynamic show.
Does the story kind of go along the lines of what Burroughs wrote, where the parents die, and then the child is taken then by a female great ape?
It
and
does,
then,
yes.
And then, okay, so it's kind of like everybody, I think almost... Well, I think almost everybody is familiar with Tarzan, but maybe there aren't, but there just was a movie.
There was.
That came out last year.
It's a good movie, too. Big budget movie
on that. And I think you've been seeing, and as Bob said, you've been seeing movies on Tarzan since the silent films.
Right.
And continuously through the, through history, mm-hmm. through our film history.
And can I say, even though Ryan is clothed... Get up there, Ryan. I'm sorry that you didn't show up just in a loincloth this morning, but I can see by the T-shirt you have on that, you've really been working out for this role.
That's my baby.
I have to look believable. Well, I spent a lot of time in the gym.
I was just going to say, I mean, you're exposed. You're like having to wear a bikini.
Basically.
Right. And so how does that feel? I mean, you really have to get behind the role to be like, I'm Tarzan.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I mean, when you're on stage, you have to have a context behind everything you're doing. So I've been thinking about that for a while. What's my context behind every scene and behind the character in general? So when I'm up there, I'm not thinking about the fact, oh my gosh, I'm in a loincloth
right.
and my chest and everything's exposed. You
right.
know, I'm just thinking about being the character.
Right, right. So what's your prep? What do you do when you get prepared? What do you think I share with our listening audience?
Well, I do a little bit of research. So I watch the Disney film. I watch The Legend of Tarzan. I did a little research online and just start thinking about the background of the character. What did he go through when he was growing up? And that gets you into kind of a mindset of what he's feeling and thinking whenever he's an adult. Mm-hmm. And we have a young Tarzan as well, who's doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the basics of it. And then you just build upon that as you're in the scenes and you have interaction with the other characters that you feed off of. And you start thinking about, well, what was my relationship like mother growing up?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of the prep that goes into it.
How long does it – who does makeup for you? Do you do it yourself?
I do most of it myself, but I can't reach my back. So I have to have someone do that for me.
Okay, so you have people – you know, I mean, your costumes are always spectacular. Looking mm-hmm. forward to seeing how the animals and the scenery is portrayed in this particular, show.
Yeah, we went – it's a very artsy show,
mm-hmm.
A lot of more modern sets. We really want to bring the audience into playing along with us. You've got to use your imagination a lot. But I think that the way that Ryan has transformed into Tarzan, we had to transform every one of our characters and actors and dancers and singers into apes. That's a difficult thing to do. The dancers are the ones I'm most impressed with. These are Cascade Christmas dancers who have to hold their heads high and keep those arms straight and keep those lines straight. We had to literally teach them how to bend themselves down into an ape and then still dance dynamically on stage. And it's impressive.
Bob has a question.
I was just curious, have you ever looked at the Edgar Rice Burroughs novel, which
started
the whole thing? I was wondering for our Tarzan.
I have not.
Maybe get into the head a little. Well, just a thought, you know.
Yeah,
a little late in the game now.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah. And this is a musical.
Yes, it is.
So, we're so used to seeing the different variations of the Tarzan movies, shows, television shows. But to break out a musical, who did the music?
So Phil Collins wrote the music for the Disney film. And when they wanted to take it to Broadway, they asked him to come back. So Phil Collins added some other songs. In the Disney film, Tarzan never sings. It was all sung by Phil Collins. He narrated the film because Disney animators felt that Tarzan would look strange if he sung in the jungle. But when you have a musical, you can't have your lead singer not singing. So Phil Collins changed some of the songs and wrote a couple more so that Tarzan could be a featured lead singer.
Is that, now that right there is fascinating enough to make everybody want to go, because how do you do that?
We have tickets for people too, and we're going to be giving out over today and tomorrow for tomorrow night's
Thursday night
show.
Right,
so,
that is tomorrow night, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is.
Okay, it is tomorrow night.
My gosh, so where are you right now? Are you in tech? Are you in dress rehearsal tonight?
We actually had more of a dress rehearsal last night. We have been going full tilt for a while now, and tonight we're gonna go through the show, but we're gonna give our actors a little bit of a physical break. Great. So that we can really push hard into this weekend.
Love it,
Ryan. What do you do when you're not swinging through the trees and and patting monkeys on the butt?
So. Well, I work as a product manager at a software development company called Limelight Health. That's my full time job.
Okay,
and that's pretty much all I have time for right now is work, sleep, eat. Rehearsals. That's pretty much it.
Right. And that's what I think about these local productions. They're so wonderful. We go home and we think, these are like watching Broadway shows. How do they have a real job when they're so wonderfully done and you know that there's a lot of time and energy that's put into the productions?
An incredible amount of time.
Mm-hmm. We talk to spouses of those who are in these productions. What's your life like? Well, I come home from work. I watch the kids till they go to sleep. And then I go to sleep after I take like 20 minutes to myself. And then I go to sleep. And then my wife comes home and, you know, an hour and a half later. And she tries not to wake me up. Go, oh, that sounds like just like really,
so it's really
that sounds like a fun life.
It's a community and a family to help support like these kinds of wonderful shows that we bring in at the Cascade.
Well, and everyone who is involved. I mean, we care very much about this community. And yes, there's a lot of talent there, but there's also a lot of care for Reading and for bringing these kinds of things here. That's why we do it.
How is it? What is it like for you? I mean, every production brings something new to your life, and your professional, what do you want to call it, cache of shows. What has this done for you? What has this meant for you? This particular production. Oh,
you struck a chord
for Klimt.
Yeah, it makes me very emotional. I've lived in Reading a long time, and I've been in productions a long time. Recently started directing several years ago out at Grant, and this is my first production at the Cascade Theater. I've watched its restoration. I was a part of the process as it was being rebuilt, and to bring this story and this show and to have this magical experience with everyone, I will never forget it, Linda. It's amazing.
Well, you just made my day.
How many characters in the show?
We have 39 cast members.
Cast members.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And you started auditioning how long ago? Well, I was just waiting.
Auditions were actually back in September.
September.
Yeah, it's been
okay.
A long time.
Go ahead.
When you have it, you have all ages in this then.
We do.
And,
we have.
And the costumes, of course, because there is so many animals in it. Is it more of a kind of they're not going to be wearing like costumes, but things like makeup so that shows that this is a lion or a leopard or a great
absolutely.
Ape.
Absolutely. You'll be able to tell the characters for sure. Marcella's done a beautiful job with costumes, but it down to the hair, down from the hair down to the toes, we have transformed actors. So we're very proud.
And we can't get the Tarzan call until we go in person. You can't do it
are
on the.
You sure?
You can't do
are
it close sure? to the microphone. You can do it from the corner, though.
I authorize.
Is that really?
No,
authorized
she's authorized.
You have been authorized.
Okay, we're ready.
Ready, Bob?
First thing in the morning, voice not warmed up. This is going
to
be fantastic.
Oh my gosh, what'd you have to do to get ready for this call? How long did you practice a call?
Well, honestly, I hadn't practiced it before. I was forced to do it in front of an audience at the Signature Gala at the Cascade that happened a couple months ago.
Huh?
Jana Lear, the general manager.
Yes.
Right.
She called me out in front of the entire audience to do the call. I hadn't practiced it before then, so that was my trial run.
I bet it's okay.
It was
okay.
Fine. Yeah.
Okay, you've been authorized. Okay. And you're hearing it first here. You're hearing it first, Redding, right here.
All right. Should I be this close to the mic?
No,
you should
be
a little
back
further
bit.
Back. Like he's swinging
ears.
In from a vine.
All right, here it goes.
All right, we're ready.
Oh!
Yes, we're there.
guess what? We have four tickets. You know, this is really special because this is for friends and family. And we've been saving this because we knew you were going to come on. Usually we don't give these away because we have just a staff, but this is really a special, like a cocktail reception, and then you go down and you get to see the show. We all want to talk about the fact that when you see it, you're going to want to buy tickets again, give them this presents, tell your friend, buy them for your staff. So if you call right now at 605-4567, we have four tickets for tomorrow night's special VIP preview. For family and friends. That's how fast
they're
it goes. There you go.
Here. Okay, hey, look,
after
thank
that
you.
Call, honey.
Thank you so much, Ryan and the manager.
Thank you.
And Eileen Davis, who is the director. And you know what? It was great listening to you both today.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be great. You know, it's taken a lot to get me back into the theater because, frankly, you know, I just don't like sitting there. But the Cascade has. I've started going to more and more places, and I will be there tomorrow night to watch this because I can't wait to hear you see you swing through with the, whoa!
You're going
to
love it.
And then the old, you know, drop at the end. Go,
and,
oh!
And kudos to your, I'm sure your direction tomorrow night will be absolutely amazing. So proud of both of you and for the Cascade for bringing this show. I can't wait to see what Phil Collins did with the music.
It's beautiful.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. All right, thanks, guys, so much. Break a leg.
Thank you.
All right.
They're super. Okay, we're going to somebody's on the line right now getting more tickets, so everybody take a break right now. We're going to be right back after these messages. I do want to remind everybody that the 22nd annual Reading Breakfast Line senior all-star game for basketball is going to be Sunday, April 2nd at Simpson. And the Love Your Pet Expo this Saturday, April 1st. It's during the day, so you can still go to Tarzan at night.
we'll be right back
after these messages.
Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs with 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 52 degrees, going up to 70 today. It's going to be a nice day. Make it a little smattering of rain tonight, but the rest of the week's going to be great. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends out at Wind River, because a week from tomorrow, Linda Bott's going to be in overtime singing with her band. Gosh, it is. It's a week from tomorrow and overtime with their band, the Lady Bott and Bluebirds.
That's right.
And plus, who are you going to have as your guest?
We have Cleveland Bonet will be on keyboards. Bobby Veramonte's on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Joe Larson. Love it when he's with
great.
Us. It's a great group. Overtime, you can bring in they bring in the steak and lobster. You can order from the menu. They've moved me from Elements over to Overtime because they feel like we're a little bit more of a show band. It's a great lounge.
Which we are.
In fact, the sound and the view is actually better in Overtime.
Overtime's a good place. Sounds good. You can push two tables together, or you can be by yourself. You can be in a booth. All of that at Overtime. And next Thursday begins at 6:30. Goes from 6:30 to 8:30. Okay. Hey, the lady that called that won the tickets said, I didn't check my calendar, and she says I can't use them. So we have four tickets for tomorrow night, Thursday night, for Tarzan. And this is the is this the VIP?
This is the friends and family preview.
And family.
So these tickets are not for sale. They were given to us that we usually give to our staff, but we are giving them to a special listener.
And we have four tickets, so please, we want you to be able to use it. Now we're going to be there. Linda and I and our friends will be there too, so you can come in and say hello to us too. I hope.
Right now, Donna's on the line right now, so she either wants two or she wants four. We'll back it up with another caller. Okay, there we go. So we'll find out. But anyway, so how exciting, again, that we had Tarzan on. And okay, so now we'll have another caller call in. Donna wanted two. We have actually, I've got three here. So we can do, if you want to, you and a friend or three friends or something, and bring a couple or whatever.
So we have two more.
Yes.
Two to three more tickets. So just give us a call, 605-4567 for tomorrow night. You know, they're going to have kind of stuff, you know, that they've got
upstairs,
around.
Upstairs.
And then you can sit anywhere you want. It's cool. You know,
and if you
get
want,
yourself a, you know, wherever you want.
Right. If you want a cocktail, of course, you buy that up there. But there's food. They have hors d'oeuvres. And then downstairs.
It's really a nice little
It's
fun.
Open seating. So it's just kind of cool because it's called Friends and Family. And like I said, because we do a lot of, we're partnering up with Cascade. These are special tickets that they give them. These are not for sale. You can't go to the box office and get these. They're only for tomorrow night. So, again, 605-4567.
Tonight, Reading Development, Shasta Voices and Shasta's Builder Exchange is going to have a forum about Reading Development impact fees, the community's perspective. Topics will include: what are impact fees, what are their purpose, how are they calculated, how much are they? How do they impact economic development? And they do, trust me, they do impact development. I believe Brian Crane's going to be there. Larry Vopple will be there. So questions will be taken from the audience plus on the panel. That's going to be tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Red Lion Hotel. Of course, you know, on Hilltop Drive. Tonight, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Red Lion Hotel. Okay. What other things? Okay, there's some things that we never even got to today. Bethel presented its plan for the new campus. And this is a large campus they're talking about, and to the Planning Commission. And there are people there from both sides. And, you know, Dr. Randy Smith was there. And we know Randy really well. And he's an activist, if I can say that, in the best sense of the word. He's not a rabble-rouser. He is out there. He does things like he organizes and he spearheads, you know, the river cleanup, the river walk, and the creek cleanups. So he's there doing very good things. And I saw him last night, and what he said was, you know, he's in favor of Bethel in the new campus. As he said, I haven't seen them do anything that you would be against as far as what they're doing for development and all this. We're taking away the religious side of it, whether you agree with Bethel or not, I don't care. But what do they do for the community and what impact this new campus will have? Well, of course, people are out there saying they're not real happy about it because you're building this 60-acre campus. What Bethel says is we're going to buy water, we're going to put in a new pumping station, we're going to put in new lights, new roads, all these things. They want to be good neighbors. Charlie Harper was talking about that. I understand what the community around there is thinking is that, oh my gosh, all these cars, we're going to be, you know, we're going to have parking, they're going to come down and park in front of our house and all this. Nobody knows that yet. They're building a huge parking lot, a huge campus. Well, we'll see. There's still going to be more discussions. The Sublime Bakery.
Oh, kudos.
Sublime Bakery.
How about that?
How about
that? Another Reading company gets national recognition.
Yeah, and it wasn't national recognition because they had written something horrible on their foreheads. They got national recognition because they won the best cake contest. And this was twice. And what made this one even more sweet, if I can say that, is they competed against other champions. So this wasn't, you know, just everybody. This was guys or companies that had won before. They all competed again, and our own Sublime Bakery won this. And I believe there was a young man who won the Child's Chef Award, if I remember seeing that a couple of days ago. So we have a number of stories and a number of things that are happening on the positive side. It would be easy to say, oh, what about this? What about this? But let's take a look at some of the positive things that are happening. Through the break, we're going to have our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer in here, Tommy Key. And we're going to talk about the things that what's going on with the veterans and the new laws that are affecting veterans. The other thing, though, is that, you know, veterans that we're going to talk about, if you're a veteran and there's certain things, there are certain benefits that you just automatically are availed to you. Things on hunting and fishing licenses, 10% off because you're a veteran in so many stores and so many stores and restaurants around here. If you look at our webpage here, of course, KCNR 1460, we've got a whole page that says this is where you can get anywhere up to 10 to 15% off your meals and other things at places right here in town. Just go to our webpage and it says Veterans Discounts and take a look at that. Okay.
Well, so we've had a couple, we have two lines that come in the show in the morning. And if there's three or four calls, they come in and they'll cancel out. So we do still have two tickets left for Tarzan. That's tomorrow night's special performance. I want to make sure that, you know, the seats are filled and we get these friends and families. VIP tomorrow night, March 30th. Check your calendars. It's at 5:30. I think the show starts at 6:30. Give us a call right now, 605-4567. California prosecutors on Tuesday charged two anti-abortion activists who made undercover videos trying to buy fetal tissues from Planned Parenthood with 15 felonies, saying they invaded the privacy of medical providers by filming without consent.
Okay. You know, you talk about something that's set up to squash your First Amendment rights. What about 60 Minutes? What about all these others that would film people without their being known, go on national TV with it, and they were applauded? Yeah. So what happens here? You do the same thing, and now they're facing literally a dozen years in jail for this. So when you get into – when you start seeing how the left takes care – of their own, and by taking away anybody's right of free speech or for the public knowing these things. How many people would have known that Planned Parenthood is selling fetal tissue and making money off it? How many people would have known that if it hadn't been for these two people? Oh, see? But, oh, no, that's wrong. We can't do that. But yet these are the same people. Gavin and all of his people are still, you know, they applaud 60 Minutes if they go after companies or plants or these kind of things. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to take a break for the news. We'll be right back with Tommy Key, the Veteran Service Officer.
And the news brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Gunshots outside the U.S. Capitol this morning, and a suspect is in custody.
An unidentified female driver was taken into custody after she rammed a U.S. Capitol police cruiser on Independence Avenue, about a half a block southwest of the Capitol building.
Although preliminary, this incident appears to be criminal in nature with no nexus to terrorism.
Spokeswoman Eva Malecki. Police did open fire during the arrest, although no one was injured. No motive is known at this point, and the Capitol building is open for business as usual.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. The administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency says the Obama administration reimagined its authority under the Clean Air Act, and Scott Pruitt says that the Trump administration is in the process of making things right.
What's happened over the last several years is a reimagining of authority, an assertion of authority and power that is just inconsistent with the framework.
Pruitt told the Salem Radio Network in an interview the U.S. can be pro-growth, pro-jobs, and pro-environment. The European Union's top official says he has received a letter from Britain formally triggering the 2 years of Brexit negotiation talks, but a lot of people who work in London have their concerns. Frederick Royer, a telecommunications professional from France, says he's upset by the Brexit.
I hope that it will not affect London and that it will continue to grow and to be a big city like it was before.
Nigel Dentoom runs a commodities trading company in London. He thinks the Brexit will ultimately be good for business in London.
I think the UK and London in particular will end up being the largest financial centre because of its time zone, the resource and the intellectual capital and the infrastructure that we have here.
Investors seem a little ambivalent on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down by 36 points in early trading. The high-tech NASDAQ up by about 15. More on these stories from townhall.com.
From Samaritan's Purse and Franklin Graham comes Facing Darkness. In 2014, as the Ebola virus was devastating West Africa, international relief organization Samaritan's Purse stepped up.
God has called us to care for the dying, to care for those that are suffering. Jesus Christ didn't run. We run to the fire. We don't run away from it.
Facing Darkness, a true story of faith. In select cinemas for one night only, Thursday, March 30th. For theaters and tickets, go to facingdarknessmovie.com. That's facingdarknessmovie.com.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
A reporter on a quest to disprove his wife's newfound faith.
I'm not going to lose my wife and my kids to something that I can't even reason with.
Comes face to face with an unexpected outcome.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
Based on the best-selling book by Lee Strobel.
What happened next changed me forever.
The Case for Christ. In theaters April 7th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecaseforchristmovie.com.
Insurance companies are using cell phone tower data to deny claims for things like stolen cars, burned homes, and other mishaps, despite the accuracy of the information coming under question at criminal trials across the country.
Jacqueline Bentley of Clinton, Iowa, was acquitted of arson and insurance fraud charges last month after casting doubt on cell tower information. She says she was camping about 17 miles away from her home when it caught fire and burned down in 2014. State Farm had denied her claims, saying tower data had showed her phone was 5 to 12 miles away from the campsite shortly after the fire was reported.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner, who is President Trump's son-in-law, is coming under increased scrutiny amid confirmation that he will testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee. This raises the public profile of Ivanka Trump's husband, who has been operating with a lot of influence in the new administration. More from townhall.com. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie dipping his toes into the administration as he takes the lead of a new White House commission to combat opioid addiction. He and the president hosting an opioid and drug abuse listening session at the White House today to formally kick off the effort. Amazon is testing a grocery pickup service in Seattle.
The Amazon Fresh Pickup Service is currently only open to Amazon employees. Eventually, members of Amazon's $99 a year Prime loyalty program will be able to order groceries online and drive to a pickup location where crews will deliver items to the car. Amazon says orders will be ready in as little as 15 minutes after being placed.
As correspondent Rich Thomason reporting, he says the service is currently being tested at just two locations in Seattle, which is where Amazon makes its headquarters. Breaking news and analysis can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Get your motor running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Sunday, April 17th for our Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the parking lot. Space is limited, so get here early and show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog, chips, and soda on us. Additional hot dogs and chips available for $5. Favorite car wins free slot play. A live DJ will be mixing up your favorite oldies. Bring the whole family. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. Classic cars are better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here on the 29th of March, 2017. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Oh, I'm just okay, so is it time for me to do it? Do I get to do the weather now? Do I get permission? Okay. Well, he grabbed my paper.
I was playing with you.
Currently 54 degrees in the downtown. I know, because he's waiting. Wait till you, after the weather, do you hear what's going on? Currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. Partly sunny with chance of showers today with our highs of 70. Lows tonight of 47. Mostly sunny tomorrow with our highs of 66. Thursday night calls for a low of 44. And Friday calls for a high of 75. Now, Saturday, we're going to have that warm, fabulous weather, yummy, yummy, 81 with our partly cloudy with around 50. Then we're sunny for the rest of the 3 days. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
One more time.
That was it? All right, well, we're advertising again for the second annual Urban Turkey Photo Hunt. That's right. The second annual Urban Turkey Photo Hunt is now underway. Send me pictures via email of urban turkeys around your house. They've got to be ones you've taken. And they've got to be I've got people standing outside who sent me some yesterday of turkeys in their backyard. And great photos, too. I mean, very clear. In their backyard, drinking water out of their swimming pool. So these are the types of photos that I'm looking for, my friends. So you can email them to me at carl@kcnr1460.com. You can Facebook me through Free Fire Radio. or I don't care how you get them to me. You can, you know, whatever it is, you can fax them to me at 530-605-4561. But make sure that they're clear and I can see what kind of turkeys they are and that they're in the urban environment and that you took them. First prize, $50 gift certificate to the View. Second prize, $25 gift certificate to the View 202. Third prize, a beautiful set of canisters with turkey scenes on these glass canisters.
Oh, we're going to do three.
We're going to do three because you told me I couldn't have the canisters in my house. So, but these canisters are one of a kind, let me tell you, that I bought at that from at the National Turkey Foundation.
Yes. I said, what are you going to do with those?
So, yeah, I know. It's the same thing we're doing. But you're not going to get the junkyard turkey that we are keeping. So just like I said, just send it to me at carl@kcnr1460.com. Put it on Facebook. We have a blue ribbon panel of judges headed up by Marcus Parton, who won last year. So,
Carl, how many pictures have you gotten so far?
I've only gotten three.
Okay,
but it started yesterday.
Now how long will the competition?
You got to the end of the month,
which is Saturday.
I meant end of April.
Oh, so there's still a whole.
You got a month.
Wow. 30 some days.
Yeah, I may change that, but right now, let's just say the end of turkey season.
Okay.
And then we'll make a big announcement, and people can come in. We'll hand them all that stuff, ask about urban turkeys, because frankly, there's only urban turkeys left. Everybody knows there are no wild turkeys left out in the fields. I think that, frankly, they were an endangered species a couple years ago, and now they are probably extinct because they've all become urban turkeys.
Yeah, they've all come there. They all are hanging out in your backyard
and
in the
and
pool.
People like Ted Ogilvy sends me photos and he's killed a turkey out in the field. But, you know, frankly, I think it was in his backyard.
It was planted.
It was a planted turkey that he shot. And I think it could be. It looked like his backyard. You know, and he's standing with his cami on. Oh, look what I got. But I'm looking back there. I see a playhouse for kids. You know, what did that tell you? So, Ted, don't send me photos like that and tell me that you just shot this out in the woods when I see little playhouses with kids in them. So there. So.
How long does turkey season last?
I don't know until I get one. So tell your friends. There's Carl. He's out there shooting turkeys on I-5 because Tommy Key said, oh, I saw a flock of them.
Oh, I did.
I saw a flock of them. They're right here on I-5. Hey, Big Tom. I went, where? Where? Where's the exchange? You're going to see my truck come to a shuddering hop. Somebody in camo jump out making strange noises with his diaphragm call. And then as they turn around, be starting to shoot at them right next to the road.
Yep. I mean, you're teasing and everything, and we understand that. Yeah. But you have to get permission. There's so many things besides, you know, of course, it's turkey season to get your tag. But you have to get permission to hunt someplace.
Oh, yeah.
There's not a ranch you can go to. There is free land. Oh, there is.
Yeah,
okay.
There's beyond land and all that. But it's better if you can go to a place that's – but most of the places, a lot of the places that have got that are leased out already. Mm. So, but trust me, there's places out there you can hunt turkey. One of the places, of course, is Ted Ogilvy's backyard. He said he's going to charge me $50 to shoot a turkey in his backyard in a pen. Okay. All right.
That's
enough of that.
Disgusting. We've got that's not true.
Don't even get into wild pigs with me.
Okay.
Tommy Key.
Good morning.
Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
Are you saying I'm a turkey?
Shasta County Veteran Service Officer is with us. You know, why don't we just take an early break and we'll come on back and start all over.
Sounds good.
Because there's a lot of things going on here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. You know, you've only got like two more days where you can get a $200 check from Dish Satellite for starting your service with B&T. Not only that, but if you're a veteran, you can get $100 off your account if you sign up with B&T. You also can get the $39.99 dish package where you can get all those local channels you need and for only $39.99. So many things that are available at our local B&T satellite, Dish Satellite service. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH. The owner, Doug Tooley, is a veteran, and he's looking out after other veterans. It's 14 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're here with Shasta County Veteran Service Officer Tommy Key. Carl and the Bot will be right back after these messages.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree?
It's Lady Bot. Scott and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th from 6:30 to 8:30 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimontis on drums, and special guest on trombone, it's Joe Larson. That's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th at Wind River Resort and Casino. See you there.
Shastina Ranch is the fastest-selling community in Reading in the last 12 years. Located in East Reading, features extreme high-energy efficient home designs, a regional park with walking trails, decorative street lights, sidewalk planters, and fabulous open spaces. Constructed by Palomar Builders, Reading's largest home builder, these homes are constructed with green technology, distinctive interior and exterior features, designer kitchens, and superior master suites. Stop by the Shastina Ranch model home today to pick one of the pre-plotted lots. Then contact Cindy Tomlinson, 722-3150 at U.S. Lending to help you with a conventional, FHA, or residential loan for your new Shastina Ranch home. U.S. Lending is Reading's local direct mortgage lender. Located off Airport Road, the community of Shastina Ranch provides the high standard savvy home buyers are looking for in today's market. Make Shastina Ranch your future with a new highly energy efficient home design. Stop by our new model home, speak with Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker, and get your home on the way within days.
Hi, this is Janet from PirateSecret.com. Pirate Secret essential oils are legendary old world wellness potions that you rub into your skin, face, feet, and beard for wellness, grooming, and hygiene. The herbs found in our special blend of essential oils have been used in medicinal applications throughout history. We invite you to experience the nourishing and moisturizing benefits of Pirate Secret essential oils on your skin and beard. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and six other NorCal locations. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Come learn how you can be on the Shasta County Grand Jury. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities around. For a thorough presentation with all the details, come to the informational meeting Wednesday, the 5th, at 3 o'clock at Reading City Hall.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. How's everybody doing this morning? We're talking about sick days. You know, it's really interesting. And Carl's all full of P&B this morning. It's great. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Yes, it's that time of year. Is the heater on? Is the heater off? Air conditioning on? So we're right in the middle there. And you know what you really need to do is have heating and air conditioning unit cleaned and looked at, you know, serviced. So it's not 110 and boom, it goes out. Okay. Alliance Heating and Air are the people. Go to homecomfort.org. Check them out online. Get an appointment and get on their schedule where you can twice a year get your system fixed. Just like you get your oil change, you need to do that with your heating and air conditioning. So excited to have our guest with us this morning, Carl.
Of course, it's Tommy Key, our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, who's been jumping in here on turkey questions. And he and Linda were just discussing sickness in the area around here, how so many people, Celestina, one of the stalwarts of your office,
absolutely
helping somebody, and the guy says, you know, I'm a little bit sick. And so she comes in, what, yesterday?
Yesterday morning,
and she goes, I feel a little warm. Yeah, 101 temperature. So she's home. And then you stayed home.
Is it? About 2 weeks ago, 2 Mondays ago, and I've never missed a day in 30 years.
I know.
Ever.
You know, it's a funny thing is when, you know, I never missed a time in the Marine Corps except for injuries.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, if you're injured, you know, it's just, you know, it's part of the game. And so,
you guys are warriors.
You limp in, though.
Same here.
I saw a captain one time who had a busted leg. We're getting ready to go on one of our training marches.
Uh-huh.
I heard this thunking sound in the other room. And I walked in there, and his name was Gary. Gary was breaking the cast off his leg. and taping it up so he could go on this hike with his company.
I love
broke
it.
Broke the cast off his leg. He's hitting it with a hammer.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it, I said, isn't that going to hurt the leg even worse there, bud? And he goes, I'm not staying back.
So I took I love
my,
it.
So I took my knife and helped him cut it off.
Oh, that's a visual.
And he made the 25 miles.
Yeah.
He made the whole 25 miles. He was pale at the end.
I had a guy, Jerry. Oh, come on. What's Jerry's name? I'm a friend with him on Facebook. But to go to Desert Storm, they told him, you can't go unless you have your wisdom teeth out. He went down. They pulled all four wisdom teeth out. And less than an hour later, he was on the flight to head to Saudi Arabia for Desert Shield, Desert
Spitting
Storm.
Spitting in a cup the whole way.
All the way.
Man, that's so hardcore. Now, of course, Tommy Keyes is heads up the Shasta County Veteran Service Office here in the North State. And at the break, we were talking about that this last year was the fifth busiest year ever.
Ever.
In the history
of Shasta County Veteran Service Office.
Okay. And so that means that people are starting to really – pay attention to the services.
I think so. And I think a lot of people are also a little panicky, but the guys are, the word's getting out there that this is a resource for them to come in and help them with services that they earned while they were in the military. You know,
and let's make that really clear again. You know, we say this, these are not entitlements.
No.
These are benefits that they earned because they served our country.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you were in combat.
No.
But you served your country. Yeah. It doesn't mean, you know, because some people served in those times when there was just, you know, no shooting war going on, but they were ready to go to combat.
Mm-hmm.
So now, it's benefits that they earned.
And now those things, though, are a little bit of criteria for some of the benefits
some
that you
benefits.
Do get. Yeah, but again, most of the time, if you've come in, you've done your time, you got an honorable discharge, you did all that, you're entitled to a VA education, you're entitled to home loans, there's quite a few other things out there that you get. But it's usually, and this is what I want to really put out there to the women, the surviving spouses, the spouses, if your husband did one day during a wartime era and he passes away, please come see us. Don't wait years to do this and have your money dwindle down. We want you to come in there. You're probably entitled to a widow's pension. We also can help you with the burial benefits, things like that.
When you say a widow's pension,
uh-huh.
What is that exactly?
If a military member, as I said,
right.
Was on duty during a wartime period,
but not you, but me. It's
yes.
Not you, it's me.
Yeah, him, just him. And if your income is quite low at that time, then what we do is we do an evaluation, verify everything, and you are entitled to what's called a widow's pension. Now, if your husband dies due to a service-connected disability, now you get what's called DIC, you can have all the money in the world, live in mansions, but they don't care. You earned that because of what your husband did, and you lost him because of the military.
If you, okay, then let's, people are thinking about, okay, he got shot in the lung, and then later on he died from this.
Uh-huh.
But it could be other things, too. Could it be something like they've discovered the fact that they had high blood pressure?
Yep, from Agent
Orange. And they were being treated, and they eventually died from a heart attack
mm-hmm.
from that?
That's one probably our most common that we see all the time is usually symptoms from Agent Orange. And usually the heart attacks, the ischemic heart disease, they got 1,000 names for that. Diabetes type 2, hypertension. Hypertension has not yet become presumptive, but they just proved back in November, the VA actually did study on it, that hypertension and Agent Orange are linked together. So that is coming on as going to be a presumptive where you put it down, it's almost automatically going to go, be associated with
that. But hypertension by itself, that they, you know, that came in during the while you're in the service, that wouldn't be one.
If you were diagnosed while during the service, that's probably it would be considered a service connected disability.
I'm just thinking about that, or because other people have. You know, I mean, it's. I just wanted to really know, and I think people need to know is that it doesn't have to be a wound per se. It could be a medical condition mm-hmm. that occurred while you were on active duty,
absolutely.
That you were treated for it,
mm-hmm.
and that years later. It could, you know, it could contribute to your death.
Absolutely.
And if that's the case, then then your loved one will get mm-hmm. some kind of
Right now, I think DIC is about $1,258 a month. Okay. So that's not too bad. Survivor spouse pension is running right around $728, and then if you need assistance because you can no longer you have issues walking, caring for yourself, they also give what's called aid in attendance / housebound, which is an additional $400 a month. So it's $1,128 a month for a surviving spouse and aid in attendance.
Okay.
Well, so head on if that's something that you're thinking. Perhaps your father or your brother or yourself or a loved one, go to the Shasta County Veterans Office and go see the folks, and Tommy Keyes will direct you in the right direction. Now, Tommy, for our listeners, I mean, I know you and Carl talk all the time, and you come on Thursdays when Trish is here. But for those people who might be listening tomorrow and like, okay, well, tell us who Tommy Keyes is. Mm-hmm. Like, where did you serve? You're a Southern boy. Let's talk a little bit about your history and what brought you to Reading.
Okay. I'm a North Carolina boy, North Cackalacky boy. Of course, I cannot stand UNC, so go Oregon, which I hate Oregon too, but go Oregon. and I grew up there. My family, most of them were military folks, Army, Navy.
What part of North Carolina?
Greensboro.
Okay.
Yeah, which is growing rapidly. I was just looking at it the other day. I think when I left home, it was like 100,000. Now it's well over 200-some thousand.
Where's that where Bragg's at?
Huh?
Bragg.
No, Bragg's over at Fayetteville.
Fayetteville.
Okay. Yeah,
all
Vietnam. Right.
Yeah.
Vietnam. Yeah, Vietnam.
Greensboro is becoming popular.
That whole area is. I mean, High Point, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, that little triad area is. It's gone up to about 2 million folks. When I left there 30 years ago, Greensboro at that time was the second largest city in the state behind Charlotte, but now Raleigh's jumped past it. Matter of fact, they used to want to move the capital to Greensboro because it's dead center. But no, it didn't happen. But I came through high school, and while I was in high school, I actually joined the Army Reserves while I was still there for a couple of years, and I went to go into the Army, and then and they wouldn't take me, and so that says something right there. And then the Navy wouldn't take me, but the Air Force took me. And
why,
I did
why,
that.
Why wouldn't they take you?
They said I was prior service because I did my little summer training and my 2 days of.
I was going to say, I mean, how could they not take you on that?
Yeah. No, they considered you prior service, and at that time they weren't taking prior service folks.
So that was back in the 80s then, right?
Early 80s, 81, 82, 83. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I think I remember things back there that people were prior service and they were having troubles going back.
Yeah, a lot of rolled down after Vietnam again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had been in Vietnam and then they came out and they wanted to come back again. And there were some problems there. You know, guys that are just outstanding combat troops came back into garrison life and it just wasn't the same.
Exactly.
Formations, haircuts, those kind of things.
Yep.
So you went into the Air Force.
Yep.
Okay. And how long were you – how many years in the
– 25 and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So then what brings you to Reading?
I married a girl that grew up in Red Bluff. And so she we wanted to come back here and be around her family and everything like that. So that's what got me back here. And I really enjoyed the area. I love the community, the people. I cannot say it enough. The sign we honor our veterans here is so true. And again, I spend a lot of time with the veterans. So a lot of times it's the veterans honoring the veterans. I mean, it was a great service.
That's truly what it is in many cases because a lot of our, a lot of politicians, it's lip service.
Yeah.
You know, if you're there for them, let's make this a Purple Heart County. And then when something comes up for the veterans, though. It's not rather than our priority. You know, when you get in, it's not in every case, but the veteran community here is a great community,
and they do
take care of each other.
They really do.
And I'm not saying all the politicians because they do. They come up and say they do. They say nice things.
I see them at just about everything I go to.
Yeah. Some of them.
Yeah.
Some of them will never be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hey, we're here with Tommy Key, who's a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. A husband-wife business that has just prospered greatly in the last 8 years. And the reason why is customer service. not only do they have all the guns that you could possibly want or choices and all the accessories, but they have concealed carry classes, they have hunting classes, they have it all at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer right after these words.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
New York Times bestselling author and TV host Chef Jeff Henderson will be at Shasta College Thursday, April 6th. Jeff Henderson was born in South Central LA, where by the age of 16, he had already begun a life of crime. In 1996, he was arrested and charged with intent to distribute illegal narcotics. He would spend the next decade in a state prison, which would ultimately change his life. After developing a friendship with a fellow inmate who mentored him, Jeff discovered his passion for cooking. Without any formal instruction, Jeff went on to become the first African-American executive chef at the Bellagio, a New York Times bestselling author and TV host. Come hear Chef Jeff as he shares the life lessons he's gained on his journey from drug dealer to TV celebrity chef and nationally acclaimed speaker. Chef Jeff will be on the Shasta College Tehama campus April 6th at 10 a.m. to present and answer questions, and the Shasta College main campus at 2 p.m. This event is free and open to the public.
Come join Bob and Chick Miller of Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary the evening of April 21st at the Wind River Event Center for their annual fundraising dinner and auction. It'll be a wonderful evening of fun, great food, entertainment, and a fantastic auction. 100% of money raised goes to the care and feeding of abandoned and abused animals that call the farm their forever home. Some of the great items to be auctioned off include a South Africa photo safari for two, 7 nights of luxurious accommodations at the St. James Club and Villa on Antigua, 5 days accommodations in Cancun, Mexico, and a one-day park hopper ticket for four to Disneyland. So get your tickets today at any Redding or Anderson VCA Animal Clinic, online at bellavistafarm.org, or give Chick a call at 347-0544. Get $5 off if you purchase your tickets before March 31st. And remember, it's all about the animals.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio. We're here in the studios of KCNR 1460. You can hear us all over the valley. You can hear us all the way down to Red Bluff and down to Corning in some days, if it's really a lucky day.
And streaming across the world.
You're out on Shasta Lake, Lake Shasta. You're out there on the boats. You can get us up there. Yeah. If you're turkey hunting up past Inwood, you can get us out in the fields there. I've done that before.
If you have cell service, you can get us.
And that's right. Hey, it's 28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold, the only place to get a haircut if you're manly. Our guest here is
doesn't need a haircut.
Yeah, he's got his head.
Gleaming.
It's gleaming under the lights here. We may have to change the lights out or dust your head. Tommy Key. veteran service officer.
Hey, is there anything new that's coming out perhaps in the, you know, April, May months, or something new that's a change that our veterans and their spouses will need to know?
Not so much that. I mean, there's a lot of rumors going on out there about what the new administration is going to do with the VA. I mean, there's, you know, they're talking about outsourcing, things like that. I went to the California County Veteran Service Office conference earlier this month, and again, they had some of the VA folks coming in, and all of them were like, hey, all we're trying to do is just get this stuff done. They keep giving us all these new changes that may come down the pipeline, things like that. But as far as the services right now, there's nothing really new coming, coming out that has been made official. I mean, there's still a lot more coming that we do foresee benefits that will probably affect our guys over there right now in the desert. I mean, we still have some of the burning pit issues, things like that. And in this county, you know, we experience a lot of that because of our local Air National or Army National Guard goes over there, and those guys are heavy equipment. They're out there in those fields. They're out there with the IEDs. I can't tell you how many Purple Hearts have come out of this National Guard right here in Redding, California, in this area. Hats off, salute to you guys over there if y'all listening, man. But we do respect you. My brother-in-law is over there right now with those guys, so it doesn't sound like he's working too hard. I can tell you that. But everybody else is. I know that.
Hey, again, we go back to the just everybody needs to know is, well, you know, the hours of the office when you come in, you know, because you're help, you know, you're seeing more people than you've ever seen before, at least in the fifth heaviest there. So you're talking about how many people a year?
I think we went over, again, back over 7,000 people. And this year I'm doing a little bit different. I mean, those are just the vets coming in. But we and we do work with when the spouse comes in and stuff like that. So we keep track of those. But we don't keep track of actually how many people do come in because a lot of the vets need assistance coming in. They have their spouses. They have other family. So, I mean, and those people come in, they got tons of questions too. And we want them to come in with the vets to help them. But, again, it turns right around and they find out I might be entitled to some stuff. So it works out really good for us. So sometimes when we're in there working on a case, we're actually working on two, maybe three cases at one time.
Well, you know, the one that we first started this was when we found out that if you've got a veteran who served during combat, if it's just even a day, that, you know, as they've gotten older, they need help being taken care of, that their family – rates a one of the benefits is their family rates a attendance amount, and that's what that can be over $1,000 a month to help take care of them.
There is a veteran pension, and again, just like the surviving spouse, it's exactly the same except for him. It's a little bit more a month. Same thing if they need to go into care. Please, if they're going into care, there's not a place in this community that I know of. If you go into any kind of assistant that's under $3,200 a month and some as much as $7,000 a month to go in there. We work a lot, and I think I mentioned on the show before, with the senior placement services. She is phenomenal. That is Mary Ann Seifert, and she helps work with a lot of the veterans and their spouses to get them in, and she's able to get them in with the amount of money that they have coming in at that time. So these people around here work with the veterans a lot. So there is a lot of support for the veterans and their spouses. That's for sure.
Okay. And I think it's always important that we can roll this thing back in. Mm-hmm. How many dollars come back in via what the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer has done?
We just got our thing when I went to the conference. It was still $89 million that came in. This was from the 15-16 years, fiscal year. So that was half of Max and my time last year. So I think it's going to be a lot higher this year.
Okay, now when you say $89 million, that's for a year, or is that a total?
That's total during that year. But that's all accumulative. What we brought in was a little over.
Yeah, that's accumulative for years.
Yeah, right. But we brought in $7 million new dollars last year.
$7 million new dollars.
Yep.
Now that's $7 million new dollars that comes back into our county. Mm-hmm. If you look like it'll be spent three or four times,
three to seven times.
Yep. That's a lot of money that the I don't want to make this about money, but let's just, you know, and this doesn't count retirements or anything like that. This is just benefits earned that have to do with combat or
pensions,
injuries,
yep,
things like that.
Yep.
So when you think about that, that's a lot of money for an office to bring in to our county.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the county spends very little on you guys.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't mean to get you in trouble, but
I got to go back and finish up my annual budget because we're being really tight this year. But we did good. We saved a lot of money this year on it, and we're trying to make sure we upgrade for next year. One of the new things you asked about that is coming, we will actually have an app that will take you right to our website and will show you how to get directly to our office. I cannot tell you how many people still keep going over to Breslauer and
no matter how many times you tell people and say, here's the, they just kind of like tune out at
that time. Yep. So, I mean, everybody's like, I've been looking for you. And we see them like 2 or 3 days later because they finally realize we're at the old library in downtown Shasta, 1855 Shasta Street.
It's downtown, but it's not downtown Shasta. It's downtown on Shasta, Street.
Yeah.
Now you got them going out to downtown Old Shasta.
That's a nice drive.
I tell you what it is if you know where the CVS or not CVS, but the Rite Aid pharmacy is.
Yep.
It's in that general area. Mm-hmm. And if you're driving down the street and you know where you see Black Bear Diner's headquarters, you are right across the street.
Yes.
Or the DA's office.
Yep,
you are right there next to him. But you're the only place out there that's got a flag in front of the office. So if you missed anything else, look for the flag on Shasta Street. It's the only one.
That's
you're coming down 44. I'm just trying to help.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
But they're finding us. I'm telling you that. They really are finding us.
Let me tell you how Shasta Veteran Service Office can help you. Starting another business, I needed it's a disabled veteran business.
Uh-huh.
I needed a lot of stuff, you know, from my prior life in the military. 214s, no problem, had that. But I could not find anything that said I was disabled until I called back to your office. And you all provided me that information like in, less than 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, obviously it was out there someplace, but in less than 24 hours, you gave me that information. And I just used it again when I went down to get my hunting license.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have proof, you know, that you served and all these things. And so I just took that down there. They looked at it, made a copy of it, and I got my hunting license for $6.75. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You served your country, and it's got to do with disabilities and all this, but it's $6.75 for a hunting license. It usually costs, $40?
At least.
That's fantastic, Carl.
So, but these are things that Shasta County Veteran Service Office can do for you. They can help you get 214s.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing they do is look at your background, look at your service record, and see, are there things out there that happened to you while in service that these are benefits that you've earned that mm-hmm. you haven't gotten yet.
Absolutely. The one thing I think a lot of people forget, I mean, when they come into our office, you really are basically filing a claim against the federal government saying, this happened to me while I was performing duties for you. And so remember that. I mean, we're more than happy to help you go out there and try to get your service records and try to prove those things. A lot of people, they can tell me the story, but they can't prove it. And it's nowhere in their service record. And that's the one thing that we got to have to prove to the VA that you saw a doctor on there or that you have a buddy that you still know that can testify that this happened to you while in service and affected you and that you're seeing a doctor today still for that issue. So if we can link what the doctor says today to that date, that issue, that's an open and shut case.
How about the cards, the veteran cards that people have when they go to Home Depot? Or you know, there's a certain card. I remember there was a controversy about that at one point.
They're gone. The reason for that is most of the places here want a picture ID. I don't know how those things got spread around or whatever, but we used to do those. But now everybody wants it. So what you do is you come in there and let's get veteran put on your driver's license. And we have to do that. You come in. He's a retiree. He don't need it. He's got a retirement
card. just like you have. But just if like you flash at the highway patrol every time they pull you over.
But if you don't have that card, you can come in our office. We fill out the documents and send you down to the DMV, and you just get your new license. It's a one-time deal. They'll do it from then on. They'll constantly put veteran on there after that time.
Okay.
They only charge you $5.
$5, and I'm telling you.
The first time, right?
First time that you do it, and then you can save that at Lowe's, Home Depot. We got starting to work on our list for Memorial Day. These, like I said, the community here, the free food for Memorial Day, free food for Veterans Day. I know people who go breakfast, lunch, dinner on Veterans Day to take advantage of what the community gives.
We were so surprised because my father, a Korean War veteran, didn't even have to show a card. I was back in Sacramento, believe it or not. And we went to this – I said to my parents, hey, we're going to do some shopping. Let's go have lunch. So we went to this place, and I'm sorry I can't remember the name of it, but they were serving veterans – free.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's lots of places that serve
free food. And then I think Bloody Mary was like $3 or something like that. So, but your lunch was free. And I was just like, it was so cool for my dad, who's 85. Mm-hmm. Turned 85 last year. Yeah, it was a big all the brothers came around because it's a milestone, 85. Going to be 86 this year. I know, the girl's like, what? I know, it just is going by so fast. He's 85.
I want to be like him when I grow up.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here with Tommy Key, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We're talking about all these things that are coming up, especially you got Memorial Day coming up. Mm-hmm. We have a page that is, it says veterans veterans discounts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure we need to update that. But since you're doing it and everything, maybe we can get a copy of what you're doing.
No problem.
And we put them together because these things can add up. 5%, you go to Boston on the Arms, 5%, and for any veteran, and all these other places too offer veteran discounts. On certain days you get there's free dinners, there's free breakfast. I mean, on one day, I think Veterans Day, you can eat
all
12
day.
Times that day and not spend a dollar.
Absolutely,
if you want to do that.
Yep.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
At BET Satellite, we understand you don't want to pay for sports channels when football season's over. You want to drop them when you're done watching and save money. We hear you. Introducing Flex Pack from Dish. Get 50 popular channels for $39.99 a month and drop channel packs whenever to save money or add them for just $10 a month. You can choose from channel packs like locals, news, kids, and sports. We can offer you the best Dish technology and features at better prices than the competition. If you're tired of paying too much money for too little TV, it's time you come in and have a chat with us. Call BT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Experience the best service, technology, and flexibility you've been waiting for. Only with Dish and BT Satellite, your local authorized Dish retailer. Again, that's 241-3474.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Taxes and surcharges not included. Offer ends 4/5/17. Restrictions apply.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's our last segment here on Wednesday, the 29th of March. 29th of March. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. 52 degrees. Today it's going up to 70. May get a little rain tonight. Maybe a little rain. But it's going to be great the rest of the week. And weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. You're not going to find a better boutique to buy presents for your loved ones. Or ladies, go on in there because they have it all, anywhere from Brighton to Spanx to Miss Me Jeans and everything in between. All of this at Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. We're here with Tommy Key, and Tommy is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and we're talking about, you know, the what's going on at the office, what are new things that are happening. Under the new administration, they are really putting an emphasis on the VA.
Right.
That they're going after the VA. I said say after. They want to fix the problems the VA has. I think probably one of the largest problems that the VA has is, in fact, it's a huge bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
And that the people have been taken out of it in the sense of the people they're trying to help. And they've become numbers. They become numbers, or they become files.
Yep.
And so the change has got to come from the top down.
Mm-hmm.
And you get into places like Oakland. And which is just, you know, it's just a horrible stories coming out of there, and then got others where people are dying and all this.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed anything? I mean, it's pretty short time, really. But
mm-hmm.
have you noticed anything coming out in writing or anything that says that, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're changing. This is, you know, this is what we're going to do.
Well, like I said, I've seen in my tenure here so far that they have streamlined a lot of items. Before, everything pretty much stayed right here in California as far as any kind of claim. So Oakland was because Oakland, Los Angeles, San Diego are the three VA regional offices that work all the cases in California. However, the VA decided we're going to spread the wealth. So now your case, I mean, I've actually seen one case that came out of the regional office in Manila, Philippines, that they worked it. I've seen one come out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So they've spread the wealth out. And Oakland every day used to go to work. They had 81,000 cases to work. They worked all day, worked it hard. They went home. They had 81,000 cases because that's how many came in that same day. Now they are down to about 64. So it's working. So at least they're down to 17.
64, yeah, 64,000
a day. Yeah.
No, wait. They're working that many a day?
Well,
they've got 64,000
cases
backed up.
Backed up, yeah.
Okay, but they were at 81. So at least they're making some kind of inroads.
Absolutely.
So is the secret to this is just hire more people or more efficiency or both?
Well,
a new mindset that says you will do this?
They need a new mindset. They also need it is, and I've told people every time I do this, and my new analogy is imagine you're a single parent and you're you have 81,000 sick kids that you're taking care of. You know, so that's basically what it is for a person that works for the VA. There's 370,000 people at the VA, but there's 25 million veterans out there that are utilizing the VA system. So that's a large number. So that equates, wow, like I said, 81,000, wow, over 81,000 vets per employee.
Yeah. Wow. Hmm. Anyway, it's such a large problem.
It is. I've been thinking about it too. I was going to bring it up to you. Yeah. I mean, do you outsource it? But then we're going to get lost in the 400 million people we have in the United States if we privatize it. I know they want to privatize it and maybe have a company take over, but I don't see that working either.
Well, except that a company, if they get paid, you know, look at TRICARE. You know, that has not been a huge success.
I was hoping, yeah, you weren't going to say that was good.
No, it has not been a huge success.
No.
Well, here's the other thing, though. But the introduction of the choice program,
uh-huh,
and I've just told everybody this, is that it's working for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's working for everybody else, uh-huh, but it's sure working for me because when something was identified at my last physical, you know, uh-huh, of a shoulder problem,
uh-huh,
maybe a torn rotator cuff, I was sent to a place here in town, Shasta Orthopedics,
yep,
who got me into an MRI. They looked at it. They gave me, in this case, a physical therapy type thing. No pain,
mm-hmm,
not at all. I didn't have to drive down to Mather. I didn't have to do anything.
Yep.
And so that program was there. I just don't know as how if everybody's having that same, you know, that same ease of use as I am. Or if there's still problems out there with,
yeah,
it.
I'm sure. I know I've heard there's some problems, but I've heard your type of cases too.
Yeah.
But at least, that is a new program that they're trying. If you can't get into the VA within 30 days, they are supposed to give you a referral for choice. If you were having to drive over 50 miles, they were supposed to be giving you that option.
Yeah.
One of the things that we have, problems we have up here is, again, you drive, if you have drive over 50 miles, you still might have to drive a lot further than that because some of the services aren't here. Right now, I don't know any choice providers for hearing closer than Chico. You know, if someone's up in Bernie, Chico might be the closest place until he can get into the clinic.
I'm just surprised that they can't come up with somebody right here in Reading. My gosh, we got, mm-hmm, enough hearing and audiology places here.
They just have to file to get on that program just like they would for TRICARE and get approved for it. But if they can do it. I don't want to send everybody over there, but I'm telling you, Costco has been really good to the veterans. I've been able to send some veterans over there to get their hearing done in their little audiology area,
yeah,
and they've done it absolutely free of charge. So,
wow.
Hats off to them, too. They're good guys.
Well, there's a lot of good guys out there.
That
okay.
really is.
What are we looking at here for the rest of the year? More employees? Any chance of that? Can you get some? You lost somebody, didn't you? Or
no, I lost Dave.
I know not Dave. Dave. Of course, Dave is like losing your left leg sometimes.
Sometimes, but I think he got enough beer money out of me, as he always says, and so he's good. And his wife's working to death though because it's tax season.
Yeah, Debbie.
But no, Debbie. We are. Debbie's working them hard. Yeah. But
if you're
no, we're
listening, Dave and Debbie, we love you.
Absolutely.
Went motorcycle riding with them one time. They're a blast. Neat people.
He's a good guy.
He's one of those Porsche guys too, right?
Yeah. Yes, he is. Yeah.
Porsche Club.
I think that's what he's doing now. I think he's working those Porsche more than anything.
I had a Porsche. What I did was I stole the Porsche little insignia off one and put it on my Volkswagen in 1966.
There you go.
There it was. I put it on there and said, "This is my Porsche," and nobody believed me.
No.
Okay.
But we're fully manned right now. We're 100% manned. We're back working. We're working hard.
Hours?
8:30, 11:30, and 1 to 4 every day, Monday through Friday.
For people going, "Why you're closed?" Okay, here's what goes on.
Uh-huh.
At 11:30, but you've got people in there, so that takes another half an hour. So you break for an hour for lunch, as everybody should have,
mm-hmm,
and then you start back up at 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing, too, is if you really need to see and you can't work it because you're working and you just can't make those hours,
mm-hmm,
call Tommy.
Absolutely. I've done a couple of those cases the last week or so where we worked after hours with them. We're here to help the veterans. We're veterans serving veterans, so please let us know.
Tommy, you've done a great job, man.
Thank you.
You had to come in and clean up after
Dave. Yeah, but that's okay.
No, I like to see. I think you're passionate about your work. I feel like you really like what you do.
I do. Yeah. This is what I did when I was military. I was a first sergeant, and first sergeants take care of the troops.
That's it.
That's what I do now, and I love it.
So
I mean, it's funny how I really believe that there's always somebody, right, Carl?
Always.
That's cut out for what they're meant to do in life, mm-hmm. and. You know, I think if you can find that fit, you walk in with a smile, and I love your energy. You just, I mean,
I've never seen you not happy, optimistic.
Yeah. And so, you know, the whole veteran thing, I mean, of course, my dad served, and we've always been a patriotic family, but he was like in, you know, back in the Korean War, so way before I was ever born. But then Carl came into my life, and so really it just shined a light so much more on the life of a veteran, the spouse of a veteran, those coming back from war, what some of our veterans are. We used to ride with the Patriot Guard riders and really just be involved. And so it's so nice to have, we've seen, you know, the different changes that's happening with the VA clinic as well as the Shasta Veterans. What do you want to call Shasta?
The service offices.
And it's just great to see this positive energy.
Mm-hmm. It's a great community.
I just have to say that.
Y'all do a lot for this community, too, when it comes to vets, and we appreciate it.
Well, you know what? We got to look after each other because I tell you what, if you let politicians do it, it's just not going to happen. You got to be able to find a way to push them. Find a way of getting, you know, veterans should just get it together, you know, and just say, hey, look, this is what we want you to do. I mean,
one in five of people here in this county.
Up here in this county, well, this whole northern region up here. Mm-hmm. You know, if they organize, the veterans could make sure that anybody that gets elected is with them, and they have a veteran friendly agenda,
uh-huh.
whether it's the board of supervisors, the city councils, any of these up here, the assembly, the senate, and the house of representatives.
Uh-huh.
So, I just think so. Okay, Tommy Key, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, thank you so much for being here.
Always a pleasure.
You bet. Now, tonight, remember everybody, Reading Development Impact Fees at Red Lion Inn from 5:30 to 7:30. They're going to talk about what are impact fees, what's their purpose, and they're going to have some people from the city trying to explain this. Tomorrow, Trish Clark and I will take on the world.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Tillerson will visit Moscow next month. There's speculation that America's top diplomat will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. There's been no comment yet from the State Department or the Kremlin. Chris Christie is back. The New Jersey governor, who had been let go from the Trump transition team, will be leading a White House commission on drug addiction. Christie says it's still too soon to pass judgment on the Trump administration.
It's 9 weeks down and 199 weeks to go in the first term of this administration. So I would suggest that everybody take a breath. I've never seen such breathlessness over 9 weeks of work.
Christie,